Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, B Brothers Publishing. Oscar and Edgar Barreto are two brothers with a passion for writing role-playing games and short novels. They have dozens of stories for sale on their website, but now all their online books are free from December 15th to the 21st of January. If you're still not sure, you can download a 7-page sample. Their stories are dystopian and have fantastic illustrations to go along with them. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, if only men voted in the presidential election, then most of the country would be Republican red. But we need to ask the question, what's wrong with the men in the Northeast as well as the Northwest? Why do they keep voting blue no matter who? Is it because they're way too close to Canada? After all, British Columbia is the socialist crackden of North America. But that doesn't explain the Northeast. Maybe it's because of hair buns. They love them. Up next, Megan Fox claims that her son decided to dress in dresses at the age of 2. Sure he did. I think that she was the one trying to turn all 3 of her sons trans. As for Fox, she's better left seen and not heard because she doesn't sound too stable. She probably wanted a daughter, so she's desperate to turn her sons into one. That's the most obvious explanation here. Some people even say that they aren't her kids, and then Megan is actually a man. Number 3, here's a woman that was refused by a chat to commit to her, and so she goes on social media for attention and validation from thirsty simps. Even if Chad Roan committed to her, though, she still would do this. She would also find some blokes to put in the friend zone as well. Also, that tattoo makes her look cheap and doesn't suit her look at all. She looks like a 4 trying her hardest to look edgy and attractive. Moving on, how true is this? Very true. Margaret Trudeau hung around with Fidel Castro around the time that Justin was conceived, and they look kind of related. On her second honeymoon to the Bahamas, she made a trip to an unidentified island 8.5 months before he was born. Maybe that's the reason they call him Baby Castro. His mother was also super friendly with Jack Nicholson while married to his father, if you know what I mean. His father probably watched from the cuck chair. Number 5, this white teen was ended in the UK in a machete attack, and his killer was released after only 6 months in prison due to overcrowding. They wouldn't have overcrowding problems if they stopped incarcerating people for hurting the feelings of others on social media. 1 million people have signed a petition in the UK to put an end to their newly elected Labour governments. Up next, if men are the real problem, then why is the divorce rate twice as high for lesbians compared to gay men? Maybe it has something to do with the fact that they move in together after only one night. And let's not forget the disproportionately high domestic violence rates between them. I'm sure they'll blame both of those things on men somehow, even though we aren't even involved. Remember, nobody hates women as much as other women. Number 7, in Canada, illegal migrants are getting $224 a day from the government for food and luxury hotel stays. Roughly $80,000 a year. No wonder all the Trump haters in America are moving to Canada as migrants. We call them gimmigrants. That's a person going to a different country with no intention to work or follow the law, while receiving all the benefits paid by taxpayers. And if they don't get what they want, then they play the race card. Moving on, women will see this couple and think to themselves that they look kind of looks maxed. I bet her dating profile says he must be 6'4", muscular, earn $500,000 a year, and that she knows her worth. You get the person on the left by consuming steroids, and you get the person on the right by consuming food. This is more common than ever. Fit guys with fat chicks. In women's eyes, it's a looks match because he's bald. You never see the reverse unless millions of dollars are involved. Number 9, someone says that you could be a 21-year-old Instagram model and Jennifer Tilly in her 60s would still be a threat around your man. The only reason that might be true is because most 20-year-old women are completely insufferable to be around these days. But you better be careful because she's a psycho and look what she did to Chucky. Up next, hardline feminist Clementine Ford said during COVID that it wasn't ending men fast enough. She claims the backlash against her was just male fragility. That's just gaslighting. She's the one with the fragile ego and probably didn't think people would push back against her. I feel bad for her sons. If they aren't wearing a dress, then they soon will be. COVID wasn't ending women like her fast enough either, it seems. Number 11, according to this doofus, 3 out of 4 marriages end in failure. And yet he still got married even though he was red-pilled. What he's not saying is that means that 75% of men have had their lives ruined by getting married. he adopted risk management techniques by marrying a low-status, overweight black woman. She can't really do any better than him, so that keeps her there. But what he doesn't understand is the fact that he's the best that she can get, which will make her resent him. Moving on, we have what appears to be a woman saying this pussycat grabs back. Grabs what, though? A bucket full of fried chicken, perhaps? My favorite part of this is the look on the dude's face on the top left. He's like, there's no way she's serious. She also looks like she grabs everything on the inside aisle of the grocery store, as well as at Dunkin' Donuts. I first thought she said her pussy had crabs, my mistake. Number 13, here's the difference between Miss Denmark last year versus this year. Is this the Trump effect? That suddenly other countries have to start acting conservative because American politics have swung in that direction. I'm also surprised that the woman on the right wasn't actually a man in disguise. Don't be surprised when things swing back to the left the next time there's a Democrat president in America. Up next, 20 or 30 years ago, being gay would have given you attention. It was negative attention, but it was still attention. Today, being a normal gay dude doesn't give you any negative or positive attention, so you're kind of invisible. So putting on a dress and going transgender will now get you that attention instead. The crazy thing is that in many cases, trans women look better than real women in 2004. Number 15 is space sexist. This article says that female astronauts lose muscle mass at a much faster rate than their male colleagues. First of all, Sunita Williams here is 59 years old, so she's already lost a lot of their bone density. And on top of that, she went up on the Boeing Dreamliner, and it couldn't bring her back, so she was stuck up there ever since. If you want to blame anyone, it should be Boeing for bringing in DEI hires to build their spacecraft. DEI strands are in space. Moving on, besides space, it looks like back on Earth, geology is racist too, and linked to white supremacy. Somehow studying rocks is racist and connected to colonialism. 50 Bucks says that she spent her entire life at a university being given grant money and has never had a real job. Here's probably the racist face she sees every time as she turns over a white rock. Number 17, this woman says she knew her husband was a simp when he accepted the fact that she already had 3 kids. If it's not obvious by now, remember that single mom always look down on the men who marry them. They just don't usually say that out loud because they're dependent on them to give the children a better life. And they also shame men for not wanting to date single mothers. Remember, it's a shit test. Pass it by walking away from them. Up next in the province of Ontario, where I live, if you make $250,000 as a salary each year, you get almost 40% taken away from you. But you only get taxed $57,000 if it's dividend income, or $33,000 if it's capital gains. So income tax is the worst tax. You're forced to pay $100,000 in tax if you make $250,000, which is going to support an entire migrant family. Let's not forget the property taxes, sales taxes, carbon tax, and inflation tax. Most Canadians are paying at least 2/3 of their income in tax every year. Number 19, Taylor Swift believes that making global warming stop starts with selling one of her 2 private jets. How will she ever adjust? My heart breaks for her suffering. Now she can use the remaining one twice as much and people can't criticize her. Does she realize that we knew that somebody else bought it and is probably flying it around right now? Why did she even need 2 of them in the first place? Moving on, someone says that the only reason Mr. Mustache lost was because of Stalin. That's wrong. It's because America initiated the Lend-Lease program that sent Russia military supplies including food, trucks, weapons, and other stuff for Stalin's war efforts. Without American supplies, Russia would have been defeated by Germany very quickly. Here's the world if communists and socialists never existed. Number 21, Alicia found this receipt from 1975 with the cost of attending the University of Houston and says boomers got their edumacations for pennies and now have the nerve to charge younger generations 5 to 6 figures. If you convert that to today's inflation rate, that's around $900. So why is it $10,000 for in-state schools and $21,000 for out-of-state schools, not including any other expenses? Boomers can actually pay for their annual tuition, including room and board, with just a summer job. Up next, this vegan bride is brought to tears after her guests ordered a pizza, after she deliberately didn't mention the food was vegan on the invitations. Boo friggity who? Pepperoni and cheese wrecked my wedding. This is probably a stock photo, not actually her, because there's no way that a vegan would ever look this healthy. I'm also sad for her future cats because she's probably going to force them to eat carrots instead of cat food. Number 23, a man was found dead in a tanning bed at Planet Fitness 3 days after entering a gym. It's like that scene from Final Destination 3, with those two girls in the tanning beds. Poor guy probably got turned into human jerky. It had to be the tanning bed that got him because they don't have weights there big enough to end anybody. Looks like Planet Fitness isn't exactly sticking to a daily cleaning routine now, is it? I also managed to find this picture of him extra crispy. Another victim of looks maxing. Moving on, many women are bi or lesbian until they turn 30 and hit the wall and want a family. And some also become that way when they get drunk. Many also tend to be the other bi, bipolar. As for bisexuality, they realize that they can't marry a rich woman and instead figure out that they can marry a rich man to bring them the easy life being his wife. So don't fall for one of these users. Number 25 and the last one are examples of sexual marketplace dynamics. Men in their 30s want women in their 20s, and women in their 20s prefer older men in their 30s, and women over 40 also want men in their 20s. Women in their 20s also seek out 40 plus men. But if you just put down that you make a 100 plus K salary with a 300K net worth on seeking.com, and you'll see what happens. Gold Digger City. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.